Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishami Arla Daf Yod Dalet. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Hey and Vilnius Daf on Zion Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarah Batsim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And then she tells us Ha'alim leaves of grapevines Valulavim and the young branches Umekifanim and water or liquid of sorts that comes out of the vine Vasmadar and young grapes. This is basically the stage where the young bud starts emerging, the flower falls off, and the new grape starts growing. All these things we just mentioned Mutar Ba'arla Bravaya Benazir. They're mutar with Arla and Ravai, because they're not considered a fruit, so there's no issue of Arla or Ravai. And also with the Nazir, we know that a Nazir is not only grapes or wine or any sort of grape products, but these aren't considered grape products, so therefore a Nazir is allowed to have these things. However, Asurim b'Asherah, they're also by an Asherah tree, which is a tree served as a Avodah Zarah, and that's because the entire tree is Asur, not just something that's considered a fruit. Now, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Hasmad are Asur m'b'nei Shupri, these young budding grapes are Asur because they are considered a pri. Now, Rabbi Lezer says, Hamamid Misrafa Arla, Asur. Someone who's Mamid, he curdles milk and turns it into cheese, and he uses sap from an arla tree. It has some sort of enzyme which enables the cheese making process, so that cheese is usur because one's not allowed to benefit from arla. Now, Rabbi Shua says, Shamati b'feirush, I heard explicitly, Shamamed b'sraf ha'alim b'sraf ha'ikarim mutter, that if a person makes cheese with sap from the leaves or from the roots, it's mutter. That's because the sap is considered just like the thing it comes from, and since there's nothing wrong with the roots or the leaves, they're not considered a fruit, so there's nothing wrong with the sap either. However, b'sraf ha'pagim usur b'nei shupri. He makes cheese from the sap of pakim, which is basically unripe figs, that's usur, because these are considered a pri. Moving on to a number of other things, on kukulais, these are young grapes which grew about a third, the Gemara is going to discuss them, and then they got ruined, vachartzan vazogim, or the pits and skins of grapes, vatemed shelahen, and their temed, meaning when water is soaked in them, and that water now tastes like wine, klipe rimon vanetz shelai, the peels of a pomegranate, and the flower, klipe agoizim vagarinen, shells of nuts and the seed, asurin ba'arlu b'asher b'nazir, they're usur by Arla Asher and Nazir, because to some extent they are considered a fruit, and by Asher it doesn't really make a difference, as we said before, even if it's not considered a fruit, if it's part of the tree, it's usur. However, Mutar and Bervai, they're mutter when they're avai, when they're fourth year, because they're not 100% fruit, and therefore they're excluded from avai. Now, Vanoivlois, unripe dates, they fell off the tree before they were fully ripened, Kulan Asuras, all of them are usur because they're considered a pre. On to another din, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Noitin Yihur Shal Arla, Ve'ein Noitin Egoz Shal Arla, Mipnei Shu Pri. One is allowed to plant a branch from an Arla tree, because there's nothing wrong with the branch, there's only something wrong with fruits that grow from it, but the branch itself is allowed to be planted. However, one is not allowed to plant a nut of Arla, because the nut itself is a fruit, and one's not allowed to benefit from a fruit of Arla. And lastly, ve'ein markivim chafnias shel Arla, one is not allowed to be markiv, he's not allowed to graft chafnias of Arla. Chafnias are the same thing as smadar, so basically he has a vine with these unripe grapes growing on them, and it's Arla, so he's not allowed to graft it, because we're afraid that he's going to end up eating those grapes. And I'll tell you, Dalaram HaBezatat, the Gemara tells us, ha'olam v'alulavim, that's a quote from the Mishnah, and Masisa Deloy Krib Lezer. Our Mishnah is not like Krib Lezer, says the Gemara. The Tani B'Shem Reb Lezer was taught in the name of Reb Lezer. The Pasuk says, Mikol Asher Yasim Yefen Ayayin Mechatsan V'Adzog Lo Yoichel. This is regarding a Nazir. The Pasuk is telling us that anything that comes from a grapevine, from the pits to the skins, a Nazir is not allowed to eat, and that tells us, Av Ha'olam V'Lovim V'Mashma, even the Olam Elovim, even the leaves and the young branches are not allowed to be eaten by a Nazir, and that's clearly not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that there's not a problem with Olam Elovim regarding a Nazir. Now, Tani, we have a Brayser, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Smadar Asur, here's the Girsa, Benazir, Mipnei Shu Pri. Smadar is Asur with a Nazir because it's considered a Pri. Now, Vakasha, we have a problem with this, because Im Asur Benazir, if you're going to say that it's Asur by a Nazir, Lomeli Pri, why do you have to say because it's a Pri? We know that the things are Asur for a Nazir, even though they're not 100% considered a Pri. They just are product of the grapevine, and so they're usur. So why does he have to say it's usur for nazir because it's a pri? And in prihu, if you want to say that smadar is considered a real pri, so yehi usur b'chol, it should be usur for everything, even in regards to arla, and not just in regards to nazir. And we don't have an answer to this question on Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara continues, Mil says Rabbi Yitzchak Amra Shu usur b'chol. The following member of Yitzchak tells us that smadar is always usur, not only in regards to nazir, but also in regards to arla, because Rabbi Yitzchak Shal, Rabbi Yitzchak asked the following, Mantano ein markivin b'chafnias shel arla. Rabbi Yossi, who's a of this last member of our Mishnah, that one is not allowed to be markiv chafnias of Arla, it's Rabbi Yossi. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak said. Now, chafnias are the same thing as smadar, and Rabbi Yossi asks for smadar. And by saying that this member of chafnias is Rabbi Yossi, it must be that he asks for smadar, not only by Nazir, but by Arla as well. And the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah, we had said, Ravai v'chulu, that by Ravai these things are mutter, meaning when they're fourth year fruits, there's no isser. And now we explain that, Tani, we have a braisa, pri atapaida, ve'in atapaida, loy baiser v'loy pagim. Only something which is considered a pri has to be redeemed, meaning it has a din of Arla. But if it's not not considered a pri, namely it's baiser or pagim. Baiser means it's not fully ripe yet, and pagim means it didn't develop properly. Both these things are not considered a pri, and therefore these things don't have a din of revai. Now, hayr of zvida be'ilein pagi tamara, shiik bru. Rav Zvida paskin with pagi tamara, dates that didn't fully ripen, that they should be buried. Now, Rabbi Yana asked, avar padayoi, shema ena padui? Let's say he was ivor, and he was pi to them. Are you going to say that they're not considered padui? Of course they're considered padui. So, v'temar aton kavura, why would he say that they need to be buried? It's just a l'chadchilo, they shouldn't be redeemed. But if he does redeem them, they're considered 100% redeemed, and they're not revai anymore, and therefore there's no reason to be so extreme, if you will, and say that they need to be buried. And we conclude with this question as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.